Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Aholis Perik Tes Mishnah Tes. Now for the first time here in Mishnah Tes, we're changing the position, the complete position of the beehive. All of the previous eight Mishnayas had a beehive in a doorway, part outside, part inside. We flipped it around. Sometimes the mouth was to the outside and the bottom to the inside. Sometimes the mouth was to the inside and the bottom was to the outside. Sometimes it was mamash laying on the floor, sometimes it was hayah tefach. But it was always a case of a beehive in the doorway. Now, for the first time in Mishnah Tes, we see a different case. We're hoisim in malwas kolabayis. The kaveres is totally inside. And it's not laying on its side, it's upright. Not only is it upright, but it goes all the way to the top. The ein beino lebein akaris beseich tefach. You don't even have the space of a tefach in the top of the beehive and the beams of the ceiling. So not only is this beehive right side up, it's not laying on its side, but it comes all the way up, kemat, until the ceiling. Because there's no opening of a tefach between the top of the beehive and the ceiling, this is like an oil in an oil. It's like its own oil. And therefore, zakta mishnah v'aiter, tumba b'saicha. If you have tumah, let's say a kazayis of a mace, inside the kaveres habayis tamei, whatever is in the house will become tamei. But tumah babayis, if the tumah is in the house, let's say the kazayis mace is in the house, not in the kaveres. Masha b'toicha, what's inside is tahar. And what is the reason for this? Shederech tumah latzis, it is the derech of tumah to go out. It's not its derech to come in. This we've seen several times. Our understanding is tumah isn't there to stay. Tumah has to come out. So if you have tumah in the kaveres, it's not going to stay there. We look at it like somehow it has to leave. How am I going to take it out? However, but the point is, I'm going to have to get it out of the kaveres, and then what? And then through the doorway of the house. Memela, if the kazayis mace is in the kaveres, whatever's in the house is tumah. Because it's going to come through the house to get to the doorway. But if the kazayis mace is in the house, and the kaveres in this case comes all the way up less than a tefach from the ceiling, it's its own oil. So memela doesn't become tummy in the house, and there's no svara to say that somehow the tumah goes in. Zok de hilga mishnah v'aiter. And this same halacha would apply in another two cases as well. In other words, even if we change two things over here, you'll still have the same halacha. This din, again, which din? That if the tumah is in the kaveres, the house is tameh. But if the tumah is in the house, what's in the kaveres would be tahar. It really makes no difference whether the kaveres is standing, like we described till now, whether it's lying on its side, as long as its mouth is less than a tefach from the wall. So you don't have a peseach tefach, explains the Bat Tanura. Because if it's less than a peseach tefach, if the opening is less than a tefach, tum in the house does not automatically come in. So what we're adding here is, till now we were saying less than a tefach between the top of the kaveres and the ceiling. Now that it's on its side, we're saying less than a tefach between the opening of the kaveres and the wall. But in halach, it's going to be the same thing as far as this mission is concerned. And what's our second chiddush? What else are we adding that's going to have the same halacha? And beinachas bein shtayim? It also makes no difference whether, let's say, there's one beehive over here and the mouth comes up to, let's say, within a tefach of the ceiling, but there's no full tefach of space. Or even if you have two kaveres and two beehives, one is on top of the other, and the mouth of the one on top is within a tefach of the ceiling, the halacha won't change. I'm still going to say, if the tumah is inside any one of these two kaveres, even if there's less than a tefach, the tumah has to come out into the house. That's how we view it. Tumah doesn't stay there. But if the tumah is in the house, it won't come into the kaveres. Now, when I say that the top one is stacked on the one below, you have to make sure that there's no peseach tefach between the bottom one and the top one. Because if you do have a peseach tefach, the tumah will come into the bottom one. But we're talking about either it's mamish on top, or there's less than a peseach tefach between the bottom one and the top one. So basically, if you have a kaveres inside the house standing upright and the top is less than a tefach off the ceiling, or even if it's on its side but the opening is less than a tefach away from the wall, or even if you have two two kaveris and one stacked on the other, as long as the top is less than a tefach from the ceilings. The bottom line is, in all cases, I don't have an opening of a tefach. Even if there's tumah in the house, the tumah will not come in. In all these cases, it is in the house, no longer in the doorway. Still, tumah in the house will not come in, but tumah in the kaveres will come out. Because the rule is derech tumah lotzeis. If there's tumah, we know it's not going to stay there. It has to come out. Once it has to come out to go through the doorway, the path includes the house, and therefore the house is not spared. In Hashkaf, it's an important yesod that we remember. Tumah is temporary. As much as we think it's there, it's going to have to come out. So isn't it better that we try to be matir ourselves on our own? Because one way or another, we're going to be tar.